Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. A gloriously difficult life. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know the day or the hour. Matthew 25:13. Christianity is not a rest stop on the way to heaven. Instead, the New Testament pictures it as a walk of perseverance, a race of endurance, a battle of spiritual forces. In the concluding paragraphs of the Olivet Discourse, Jesus underscores the challenging demands of discipleship, the necessity of being watchful in conduct and fervent in service. Oswald Chambers describes these pursuits as those which demand your utmost for his highest. Walk with Oswald Chambers, a student of the arts who turned into a student and teacher of God's Word in the late 1800s and early 1900s. The Christian life is gloriously difficult, but the difficulty of it does not make us faint and cave in. It rouses us to overcome. Do we so appreciate the marvelous salvation of Jesus Christ that we give our utmost for his highest? Thank God he does give us difficult things to do. His salvation is a glad thing, but it also tests us for all we're worth. Jesus is bringing many sons and daughters into glory, and God will not shield us from the requirements of being his child. God's grace turns out men and women with a strong family likeness to Jesus Christ. Today's New Testament reading is Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 through 30.
Matthew 25. At that time, the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish, and 5 were wise. The foolish ones took their lamps, but did not take any oil with them. The wise ones, however, took oil in jars along with their lamps. The bridegroom was a long time in coming, and they all became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight, the cry rang out, "Here's the bridegroom! Come out to meet him!" Then all the virgins woke up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish ones said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil. Our lamps are going out." "No," they replied, "there may not be enough for both us and you. Instead, go to those who sell oil and buy some for yourselves." But while they were on their way to buy the oil, the bridegroom arrived. The virgins who were ready went in with him to the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later the others also came. "Lord, Lord," they said, "open the door for us." But he replied, "Truly I tell you, I don't know you. Therefore keep watch, because you do not know the day or the hour. Again, it will be like a man going on a journey, who called his servants and entrusted his wealth to them. To one he gave 5 bags of gold, to another 2 bags, and to another 1 bag, each according to his ability. Then he went on his journey. The man who had received 5 bags of gold went at once and put his money to work and gained 5 bags more. So also, the one with 2 bags of gold gained 2 more. But the man who had received 1 bag went off, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled accounts with them. The man who had received 5 bags of gold brought the other 5. "Master," he said, "you entrusted me with 5 bags of gold. See, I have gained 5 more." His master replied, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness." The man with 2 bags of gold also came. "Master," he said, "you entrusted me with 2 bags of gold. See, I have gained 2 more." His master replied, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness." Then the man who had received one bag of gold came. "Master," he said, "I knew that you are a hard man, harvesting where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. So I was afraid and went out and hid your gold in the ground. See, here is what belongs to you." His master replied, "You wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I have not sown and gathered where I have not scattered seed. Well then, you should have put my money on deposit with the bankers so that when I returned, I would have received it back with interest. So take the bag of gold from him and give it to the one who has 10 bags. For whoever has will be given more, and they will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what they have will be taken from them. And throw that worthless servant outside into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth."
God is working in you to produce a strong family likeness to Jesus Christ. But are you helping or hindering the process? Construction projects take time. Are you frequently irritated with God's timetable? Construction projects involve heat and pressure. Are you instead seeking the easy way out, stubbornly resisting God's efforts to shape your attitudes and actions? Construction projects are costly. Are you willing to pay the price following Christ may involve? Your utmost for his highest may sound like a tall order, but considering what God has invested in your life, it's a fitting way to say thank you. Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.